starting this is dictating on Linda Gooley. Linda, L-I-N-D-A, Gooley, G-O-O-L-E-Y, G as in George, G-O-O-L-E-Y, date of birth, 7258, date of visit, 8-9-24. Been a copy from Mary Reynolds, APRN. Date of birth is 7258. The is a copy from Mary Reynolds, APRN. The next paragraph, dear Mary, thank you for sending Linda Gooley for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 66-year-old female who has a history of obstructive sleep apnea. Had a polysomnographic study on 5/1/24. The study showed an AHI of 41.8 events per hour, indicating severe sleep disordered breathing. The obstructive component of AHI was 41.39, indicating primary obstructive sleep apnea. The patient was advised to get a CPAP titration study, period. The patient, however, states she cannot use any mask on her face. She prefers an alternative choice for her obstructive sleep apnea treatment. The patient also has a cough. She has mild reflux, denies any recent weight gain, but she has trouble sleeping at night. Next paragraph. Habits, patient has no history of smoking and drinks alcohol occasionally. She worked in a bar for more than 30 years and has been exposed to secondhand smoke. Next paragraph, past history has included history of hyperlipidemia and hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux. She had a hysterectomy in the past in 07. Next paragraph, medalist included Protonix 40 milligrams BID, Crestor 10 milligrams daily, Atenolol 25 milligrams daily, Escitalopram 10 milligrams a day. And Esopiclone, E-S-Z-O-P-I-C-L-O-N-E, Esopiclone, 3 milligrams at HS. Next paragraph. family history, mother died of old age, father died at age 39 of a stroke. Next, allergies, none listed. Next, system review. The patient has had some weight gain and fatigue. No double vision, but has cataracts. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening, and hay fever. She has coughing spells and no shortness of breath. She has no abdominal pains, but has heartburn and diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain, and no palpitations or leg swelling. Nice anxiety or depression. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This is a elderly, moderately obese white female who's alert, no acute distress. There's no pallocyanosis, icterus, or perfedema. Blood pressure 120/70, pulse 62, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 192, saturation is 95. HE and ear nonspheric, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Lung fields are clear. Heart, the anthems are regular, so on an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, no megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities reveal no edema or lesions, normal reflexes. No gross motor assets, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, brush, number one. Obstructive sleep apnea. Number two is hypertension. Number three, hyperlipidemia. And number four is anxiety disorder. And number five is insomnia. Next paragraph, plan. Patient was advised to go for a CPAP titration study. And she was also advised that she could use a nasal pillow in place of a CPAP mask, since she does not like a mask. And she was also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. And advised to get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, and discussed weight loss, and a follow-up visit in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Mary Reynolds. Mary Reynolds, ARNP, from Palm Coast. Not ARNP, APRN, from Palm Coast. Thank you, Dr. Souza.